It's a tough loss. What can the players on this team learn from a game like this?
Well, like I mentioned, French, you know, it's not in two games, rookie tournament, that you won the Stanley Cup. I think they need to get out of it is the experience, the pace of the game. On the other side, Ottawa, the four or five guys that played in the American Hockey League, so the pace was faster for them tonight. And you know, they need to learn and take that experience with them and learn from it.
Kind of tough falling behind early in the game like that.
Yeah, I mean, we...
They had an experienced goaltender.
Yeah, we had a rookie goaltender. You know, it was the first camp, and you know, maybe we gave him, I think, five or six goals. You know, created turnovers and all that, and he had a tough time with his rebounds. So, but for him, you know, it was good to get his feet wet, and you know, our plan was to let him in the whole game. But you know, we have to protect the kid too, and make sure that you know, it's not good to let him 10 goals on him too. So we wanted to protect him, and hopefully he can learn from it.
Last night sort of, or actually the last couple of months, caught up to Leve tonight.
Like we all knew coming in that he wasn't going to be in great shape conditioning wise, and you know, we talked to the kid a lot, and we told him that it's a process, it's going to take some time. You know, not playing for a year, playing two back-to-back games, it's kind of tough. So he knows it, and he's got a hard road ahead of him, and he knows it, and we'll be patient with him.
What did you think of the way Joseph played? Obviously, he gave him the captain table. What did you think of his play last 2 months?
I mean, Noah plays the same way every night. You know, you know what you're going to get from him. He's a competitor. He will block shots. We'll do everything that a coach wants him to do. And obviously, I wanted to get him stronger with one-on-one battles. And you know, he's still a young kid. He's turning pro this year, and we'll see what happens.
Looking forward from here into rookie camp and then training camp, I'm sure you have a bit of an idea of where you've got guys, but is there really feel there's going to be a lot of competition in this camp?
Yeah, you know, there's up front, there's a lot of opportunities for young guys to step in, and even on D. I mean, on D we have a lot of Ds and a lot of competition and healthy competition. We want that. We want them to force our hand for them to stay. So you know, it's all good, and it's good for the team.
Not easy for kids like Fleury and Walford. I mean, the Sens had, you know, a lot of older guys, high picks, and they were a defensive team. I thought they themselves quite well.
You know, they held their own. You know, for first rookie tournament, you know, after they get drafted, I mean, it's the pace is a lot higher. Like I said before, you know, they had like four or five veteran guys that played in the AHL, so the pace was high, and it was good for them to feel that.
They have good mobility. They have some nice.
I love what I saw, and you know, we have to be patient with those kids. You don't make the NHL, you know, the next night. So they got to go back and take that experience and make sure that they work on some stuff. And you know, we're happy with them.
So all in all, the four rookie defensemen that the scouting staff picked up, I would assume.
We like our guys that we picked, and like I said, you know, we have to work with them. Show them how it's done, how to become a pro, and you know, so far they've done a tremendous job. So we're happy and excited.
Lots of Western trips this year coming up.
Oh yeah, a lot of air miles.
Yeah.